prepaid collect call from an inmate at the Oak Hill Correctional Institution. All calls, other than properly placed attorney calls, may be monitored and recorded.
Last week, my brother got moved to a transitional house in Milwaukee. It was supposed to happen months ago, but it caught me off guard after not hearing his voice for a couple months. The next time I'm home, I'll have one more degree to my name and a brother that's just 1 year shy of freedom. I'm excited, but am I ready? Reality has a funny way of defying our expectations, no matter how well prepared we are, no matter how well prepared anyone is. Have we moved on past him or moved on without him? And how will he catch up? Can he catch up? March 12, 2017. Dear brother, our conversation was long overdue, and I wish I hadn't been on the way to a research conference, pressing my ear to my phone, trying to hear your voice over the bumps and jumps of the road. Maybe if I had been in my room, I could have explained my disconnect. Maybe you could have described your loneliness. I feel lonely sometimes too. Whenever I go back home, it's inevitable that I walk past your room and mumble under my breath the number of years you've been gone. I still can feel the cold wind create goosebumps on my arms as the emptiness speaks to me. I still can hear Mama nagging about you cleaning your room, the blaring sound of Tupac on your speakers, and the thickness of your mucus when allergy season came. I have allergies now too.
Where are we?
This is my brother's room. Hasn't changed so much. Has a lot of DVDs. I have, like, I'd say, like, five times. Maybe less.
How do you feel when you come in this room?
I feel relaxed. The colors on the wall, it's like a bluish gray. Grayish more than anything. You have the window, you know, can open up the blind. You see the lights. So it's very relaxing. It's very quiet up here. It's quieter than downstairs because downstairs is closer to the street and you hear the traffic.
Is there anything significant about this room that reminds you that it's his?
Well, over here on the dresser, there's a picture of my brother and my grandfather at his high school graduation. You know, his room is empty upstairs, and you know, it's just like you go past it and he used to be in here, and it's just a memory. You just remember what happened or who was here, but he's still alive, which is good, but it's just, you know, we can feel his presence, you know, or being around his things. Like, these are his actual things that he had. Oh, these, his socks or shirt, and he doesn't have access to these type of things. So it's kind of weird, but it definitely changed.
For the most part, our house is always quiet. But when you walk past or just sit in Cartel's room, the silence seems to ring. So much has changed since the last time he was in this house. Our kitchen, our bathroom, the furniture, we got two dogs. But that's the easy stuff. Internally, we all started kind of dealing with our feelings by ourselves. We never really talked about how we felt about him being gone or any resentments we were holding on to. My mom started dating a guy that none of us liked. I went off to college, and my sister just seemed to ride around town like the last place she wanted to be was at home. After I visited Cartel, I called my mom. She said part of her knew the time was coming, but another part questioned if she was ready too.
February 1st, 2018. Dear Lexi, yes, my time here is coming to an end soon. Honestly, the thought of me being free and amongst the three of you in harmony seems unreal. I have so much of a mental and emotional disconnection from the whole family that I literally have to have my own place and space. Cartel.
Cartel will be released by Thanksgiving of 2019, right before my 24th birthday. If you calculate the time he spent awaiting trial, it's been 11 years. When a loved one goes away, it may seem like an hourglass clock, the sand slowly falling, showing time is slowly but surely passing. You get so used to waiting, you forget. But now that he's so close to being home, I can't help but think How the hell are we about to do this?
Do you feel like you're ready for him to be
home? In some ways, yeah, I'm ready for him to start his life, you know, because he's only 18. You know, he's missed a lot. So I'm excited for him to start, you know, a new life. But, you know, it's going to bring some worries. You know, he's still going to be young, kind of in that age group where all the shootings and all the crime occurs.
Do you think you'd be able to live with him?
I can honestly say that I'm afraid to live with him because he's a grown man now, you know, and I can't. You know, it'd be hard for me to try to control him or tell him what to do because he's grown now, you know, and it's like he's not, you know, a little boy anymore.
We all have to learn to let go of past pain. And more than anything, you have to remember that nothing will be the same. We've all had experiences outside of each other that have changed us.
It's different. It has to, I'm in a different phase in life and a different age. So it's just, we have to reconnect, you know. He is in this system and he has to learn things differently. So, and I am out here in the world learning things differently. So I just have to reconnect with him, with all the things that are going on. But I don't talk to him as much. He calls me a lot, but most of the times I'm saying with the conversation, it's not really like expanding or anything. Like, I'm not learning anything new, really. It's just like the same, you know, questions and wondering wondering how certain people are doing, you know. So it's nothing too major, but it's okay. It could be better.
In some ways, it feels like I'll be meeting a new person, maybe a better version of my brother. Then, not too far behind, comes dark thoughts of meeting a man that comes home more broken than when he left. More than anything, I just want it to be normal. No drama, no chaos, no guilt trips. I have to remind myself that he's not this monster some of my memories make him out to be, even how the system makes him out to be. He's my family. And family can be complicated sometimes. Actually, a lot of times.
I mean, I think y'all will be good when he get out. I mean, I think y'all love each other and everything.
I hope he can start a new life, you know, a positive one. He can, you know, have a fresh start, you know, less troubles, less anger built up, you know, from past things that have happened or past attitudes, you know. He can learn as much as possible. He can see the world that he hasn't been able to see. And just, you know, just have fun. Just be able to smile and laugh and to be around the people he loves and wants to see.
Dear brother, I don't know where time goes. But when I find it, I'm sure it'll be in the same spot as the time you and Mama argued and you bought us all McDonald's as a peace offering. I remember how low my heart sank when Mama said she had already made enchiladas. I hate McDonald's today. But if I could rewind back to that moment, I'd eat that fake chicken nugget just to let you know we forgive you. I forgive you. Your sister. Prisons are manipulators of time. In 10 years, the house phone we once argued over got replaced with smartphones. The friends he once had me call on three-way, he now has me message on Facebook. But time also has a way of freezing itself. Like in the static stillness of a little sister's heart waiting for a relationship that may never come. I'm Alexandria Mason, and this is Letters to My Brother. Thanks for listening.